Okay, Rabosai. So wish everyone a great summer. And in the context of our study of Hilchos Tefillah, I wanted to study with you a paragraph here that I found in a sefer called Shirei HaRav. But before we get to that, I mean, we have a long way to go until we get the basics here. I want to talk about Nesias Kapayim, the mitzvah of Birchas Kohen, which is codified by the Rambam, and the Sefer HaChinuch has in a mitzvah, Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's one of the mitzvahs, and it's derived from Parshas Naso, of course, from the Pasuk Kol Sivarku, which addresses the Kohen. And the Kohen has a special privilege and responsibility to bless the people. And I want to start with a Mishnah in Megillah. Most of the sugyas of Nesias Kapayim are either in Masechta Megillah or in Masechta Sota, those two Masechtas. There's also a very important sugya in Chagiga. So it turns out that Masechta Brachas plays less of a prominent role when it comes to Nesias Kapayim. But that's okay. I'm more interested in Hilchos Tefillah than I am in Masechta Brachas at this point. The Mishnah tells us that there are certain mumim. How are you, Harvey? Good to see you.
Good to be here.
Yeah, we need another chair here. We have one for you here. There's certain mumim that have a particular role with regard to Birchas Kohen. We know that there are generally mumim, blemishes in the body, that are barriers for a Kohen to serve in the Beis HaMikdash and to do the Avodah. But with regard to Birchas Kohen, by the way, Harvey, if you want, before you sit down, there's Mar Makomas. Oh, you got it. Okay, good. The Mishnah says the Kohen sheyesh biyadav mumim lo yisok kapo, and it could be possible that these mumim would have no implication as far as avoda in general. They would not qualify as mum. And if any of you here are learning Masechta Kiddushin, you are, David, you're learning Masechta Kiddushin, you may remember that there's a discussion about mumim in Masechta Kiddushin. When a man marries a woman with a condition that she wouldn't have mumim, or maybe he didn't even make that condition explicitly, and whether or not those mumim that would invalidate and uproot the kiddushin are the same identical mumim that would invalidate the kohen for the avodah here in the Mishnah Megillah, we're talking about a whole new category of mumim, not to be identified with the category of mumim that apply to torpedo the Kohen's ability to do the Avodah or his Kiddushin in the case that she had Mumin. But it's Mipnesha of Mistaklimbo, meaning there's something on his hands. What do you say?
They're gazing at it.
It distracts them because they're looking at his hands. They are fascinated. Again, if he's someone who everybody knows in the community, and that's called Dash Be'iro, we'll soon see that later on, and people are used to it, that's one thing. But if it's a very unusual situation where a Kohen has these very ugly kind of movement that distract you, so lo yisa es kap. Rashi says the following. Now here, let's just take a minute or two to get into it. What we have to see here is a machlokus between Rashi and the Rambam. Okay, and then we'll try to slow down a little bit. But first, just to get the background, Rashi says, what's the problem in the fact that the people who are sitting there watching the Kohen are distracted, they're looking at his hands? Rashi says one thing, Tosus says another thing. The reason why people don't know about this Tosus is because it's not here in the Sugya Megillah, which is the main Sugya Birchas Kohanim, but rather it's in Masechta Chagiga. Rashi says, V'yamrina b'Masechta Chagiga, ha-mistakel b'Kohanim, b'shosh enosin es kapeyem, ein of chaos. In other words, it's not a good thing, it's not recommended to stare at the Kohanim's hands when they recite Birchas Kohanim.
That's why some people cover themselves up when they
cover themselves, and the Kohanim sometimes cover their fingers. You know, we'll have to see about that. That's not for today's Shia, but that's a Shia unto itself. And Rashi says that what did he find in Masechta Chagiga? Okay, so he found that also listakil b'Kohanim, right? B'shah shenosim es kapeyim, and it's a bad thing to do. Highly not recommended, but Rashi saw something beyond that. And what did Rashi see? Lefisha shchina shora al yideihen. That the shchina shora on the hands of the Kohen. Now, Would it be that the Shekhinah is Shara on the hands of the Kohanim at the time that the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam? You know, now we know that there are many, many dinim in Avodas HaKohen, and of course the Ramban sheet is that the whole essence of the Mikdash in the Avoda was to bring down the Shekhinah. Rashi, on the other hand, is quoting, invoking this Sugyan Chagiga, not to interpret a halacha that applies to the Beis HaMikdash. When the Mishnah says, Kohen, sheyesh biyod of mumin lo yisas kapov, and the Mishnah says, v'nei sha'am mistaklin bo, we're not talking about the Beis HaMikdash. And Tosfos is going to say, I'll prove it to you. Rashi, on the other hand, is not bothered by this. He assumes that Shashchina Shor al Yedehem is not Aloch and Beis HaMikdash. It's not what we call a Din Mesuyam, you know, a limited singular Aloch and Beis HaMikdash. Rashi is saying that the Shechina is Shora even outside the Beis HaMikdash. And even Bizman HaZeh, when there is no Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos is very upset about this. Tosfos says in Masechta Chagiga, that very sugya of a mistakil, b'kodeh b'shoshenosim es kapehem, Tosfos says, mikan koshal pirish Rashi, pergimel de Megillah. What Rashi invokes this sugya in Chagiga, says Tosfos, is not a support text for Rashi. On the contrary, it's a contradiction to Rashi. And why is that so? Rashi says, alahi disnan, Yada bohakonios lo yisa kapov. He has these boils on his finger, and so forth and so on. Mibnei shom mistakim bo v'aminu b'chagigim mistakim b'kodim b'shoshenosim kapeim einov chaos. Says Tosfos v'halesa. That's not true at all. The maskinon. The Gemara's conclusion is the dafka b'zman shebeis hamigdash kayam. When does this apply? That the Shekhinah is Shor al Yedeim, and therefore if you look at the Shekhinah, it's going to have a detrimental effect on your eyesight. That's only at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Ilu Hasam, whereas the Sugya in Megillah, in the Mishnah Megillah, Begvulin is talking outside the Beis HaMikdash. So you can't tell me that the reason why a Kohen that has these Mumin on his hands is not allowed to be Nosei Kapov is because the Shekhinah is Shor al Yedeim. The Shekhinah is Shor al Yedeim, the Gemara says, that's only at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Sugya in Megillah is talking Shalom B'Toch Beis HaMikdash, not in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. How does Tosfos know? It's like, we'll just get the picture and then we'll stop. The Ilu Hasam, but that Sugya in Masechta Megillah, which tells you that the Kohen with these movement is not allowed to be no Bigvulin, it must be talking Bigvulin. How does Tosfos know that Sugya Megill is talking Bigvulin? I mean, who revealed that to Tosfos? Maybe Rashi is explaining the Mishnah Einochinami in the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, says Tosfos, Midamakshi Minei B'Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask Akasha. Mahid Havi B'Shivi Vusa D'Rav Huna Vavi Paris Yadi. There was one particular Kohen in the neighborhood of Rav Huna, and Rav Huna allowed him to be Pores Yodayim. He was Nosei Kapov, even though he had these Mumin. And the Gemara answers, Umeshani Dilma Dosh Be'iro Hava. That Kohen was so familiar, and people knew and they recognized it was not a new thing, and therefore they were not, distracted by it. So the Iser of what? Of Mipnesha, of Mistaklimbo does not apply. And that's going in Bavel, right? This is not in Beis HaMikdash. This is way after the Churban HaBayis. So how can you therefore attach, Rashi, the halacha of Iser Nesias Kapayim on the part of the Kohanim who have Mumin to the halacha in Chagiga of Mistakil B'Kohanim Lefish Hashchina Shor al Yedeim, Lefish Hashchina Shor al Yedeim, the Gemara says is Bebeis HaMikdash. The Sugya Megillah on the other end is where? In Gvulin. It's not, we have machlokis here between Rashi and Tosfos about whether or not the halacha of Shechina Shor al Yedeim applies only in Mikdash or applies even Chutz LaMikdash. In other words, according to Rashi, what we're saying is that even Bizman HaZeh, the Shekhinah Shor al Yedehem, And therefore, forget about Beis HaMikdash. And even though clearly the Mishnah and the Sugya Megillah are talking outside the Beis HaMikdash and after the Churban HaBayis, nevertheless, the problem, says Rashi, that we have to avoid Histaklus B'Yedeya because the Shekhinah Shor still exists, it's very alive and well, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Tosus understands that this reasoning of what? Of Ashkina Shoral Yudeyem is limited where? To the Beis HaMikdash. In Gvulin, you have to find a different explanation as to why the Kohen, who has got these movement on his Yodayim, and therefore Ha'am Mistaklin Bo, is Asur. Says Tosus, V'nir Lefarish, the Af B'Gvulin Mitzar. This Isser applies even in Gvulin, as we saw in the Mishnah, the Sugya in Megillah. And a Kohen who has what? Who has Mumim, is enjoined from Duchanin. Mishum Hesechadas. Not because he's looking at the Shekhinah. Forget about that, we're talking in Gvulin. But because of Hesechadas. Now, Rabosai, what is Hesechadas? And where does it apply? So first, let's see how Tosus proves that there is such a halach of Hesech Hadas and Isur Hesech Hadas. Hachi Isa B'Yerushalmi. And Rabbos, I just want to say, it's a little bit of a forewarning here. Bless you. You know that there's a halach of Mutav Shoging. And I'm wondering if that halach doesn't apply here, because we're going to see a very strict halach in Birchas Kohanim called an Isur Hesech Hadas. And Eschatoy Animazkir, I was unaware of this Isur, and I myself, during Birchas Kohanim, sometimes look into a sefer, because I'm very nervous about preparing my shiur for the day. Especially, you know, when I have such an outstanding group of Talmidei Chachamim. And
the other class.
Yeah, no, in this class, I mean. And therefore, I'm trying to reconcile and rectify what I, you know, what I did in the past is what I did in the past. But now we have to do better. And it's an Isur Hesech Hadas. And Tos says it's not just his chiddush, because he understands the only way to explain the whole Mishnah, a Mishnah in Masechet Megillah, the only way of explaining it is with an Isur Hesech Hadas. But moreover, he says he found it explicitly in a Yerushalmi. Because Yerushalmi says, "Om Rabbi Yossi, if I do Amar also listakel b'koinin, b'shoshem mevorach el salom Rav Chagai." Says Rav Chagai Yerushalmi, "Klum Amar Ella." This statement of Rabbi Yossi was only based on what reasoning? Mishum hesech hadas, and I know listakel v'lom eschinon daite. So Rav Chagai testifies about himself that he doesn't have a problem of Hesech Hadas. Now again, had his, you know, if Rav Chagai would have said, you know, we don't accept Rav Yossi, la locha, that's one thing. Okay, we don't accept Rav Yossi. We're not afraid of Hesech Hadas. But that's not what Rav Chagai says. Notice, he's trying to explain how he can reconcile his behavior pattern with the statement and the formulation of the halacha of Rav Yossi. Bless you, he's not rejecting Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says that also listakel b'shal shem mevorchem sa'am. And Rav Chagai says that I'm the exception to the rule. That's not always a very acceptable approach. You know that Shlomo Melch wanted to say that he's an exception to a few rules and he got in deep trouble. You know, but in any event, we have to understand how to reconcile Rav Chagai's behavior, and he was mistakel b'yodav shel kohenim, with the fact that Rav Yossi prohibits it. But be that as it may, neither Rav Yossi nor Rav Chagai deny the very fundamental principle, namely what underlies the Isur Histaklus b'yodav shel kohenim. So we have a machlokas again between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi is worried about looking at the Shekhinah, and Rashi extends the Shekhinah even beyond the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. It applies even b'gvulin, even v'zman hazeh. Tosfos, on the other hand, would limit the Shekhinah to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Tosfos has forced, he's compelled to find a different explanation for as to why also listakel b'yadayim shel kohanim. He says it has nothing to do with the Shekhinah. That's Allah in Migdash. Says Tosus, a din of Isur Hesech Hadas. Okay, now I'm about to ask a question, but before that, I know that David, you had something to say before, and then Al wanted to say something
about you know, looking at the hands. And I said, you don't look at the Kohen, so why is there a problem?
Right, all that is later. You know, at the time of Chazal, all these minhagim that we have, you know, that you cover this and they cover that, that didn't exist. The Kohanim were there, they were blessing, the Shechinah was on their fingers, their hands, and we were looking, and the question is, what are we looking at? And why are we looking? And are we allowed to look b'chlal? Okay, so let's leave out the minhagim that we're familiar with, b'li neder. We're going to have to see whether those minhagim are based in Shas or based in Poskim. Alan, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I got a couple of things I wanted to ask about. Number one, is when Tosfos says that we no longer have the Shekhinah the fingertips of the Kohanim, since there's no Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah.
Is he implying that Birchas Kohanim is Manazez de Rabbanan and not de Raisa?
I don't know. I mean, that's going to be much later on, not today. I mean, again, I want to give a series of about four shiurim, if I can, on Nesias Kapayim. Whether Nesias Kapayim is de Raisa de Rabbanan, it might be de Raisa, according to Rashi, it might be the Rabbanan according to Tosis, but I'm not sure if this machlokas between Rashi and Tosis about Shechina is going to determine whether or not Nesis Kapayim is Doraisa Rabbah. I think that has to do with something else, and that is the concept of Avoda. How do we define Avoda? Do we define Avoda as applying in the Beis HaMikdash? Do we define Avoda as, in a more general sense, anything in which man serves with his heart to the Ribbono Shalom? That itself is called an avoda, and therefore it might apply d'oraisa even bezman hazeh, even without mikdash.
The other thing is that Tosfos is a little bit, I don't want to use the word sloppy, but when he goes to gevulin, it's not so clear that it's because of gevulin. It may be because it's after the Beis HaMikdash was Nechra. So there's two things. It could have been in Gevulin at the time when there still was a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't know that whether or not there was a problem of histaklus because there was still in the Gevulin during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. He just lumps them together.
Yeah, he assumes that if outside the Beis HaMikdash or after the Churban HaBayis there is an Isur, then that applies both Bizman HaZeh after Churban and equally well Bizman HaMikdash in Gevulin.
Yeah, but his raya is from Rav Huna. Rav Huna Shul.
So he makes the Kal Vachomer. If the Yisr applies in Rav Huna, then how much more so should it apply the Gevulin, the Zman HaMikdash? Because Rav Huna is Gevulin. You know, he's in
Rav Huna was after Churban, no?
Right. I'm saying there's no soul of Gevulin. You know, the word Gevulin in our context for today's discussion means outside of the confines of the HaMikdash.
Why does he make that assumption? Maybe it's just because it's after Churban. And that even in Gevulin, that the same halakha would apply bisman she beis hamikdash kayim as there is within the beis hamikdash. We don't know.
No, he's just saying that if the Isur Stakas applies le'achar ha'churban, then certainly it should apply b'gvulin during the churban.
Why? Because
that's exactly what's going on. In other words, after the churban habayis, everything is called gvulin. So if you're in Bavel, you know, that's certainly Gevulin. You know, it doesn't have a Kedushas Mikdash, it doesn't have a din of Shekhinah. That's Tosfos's opinion.
Okay. The last thing, and this will be.
Yeah, clear. No, I just want to get into it.
Yeah,
there are a lot of questions we have about Birchas Kohen, but I wanted to sort of today's shiur was sort of like just an introduction.
Yeah. Why didn't they bring the raya from the fact that Kohanim are not allowed to wear shoes? Because the union of shoes was because one of the straps may be broken and there'll be mistakel on it.
Well, let me just reformulate your question. I think it's an excellent question. Perhaps the dinim of Nesias Kapayim were formulated in a way that they reflect an identical, shall we call it, a mirror image of the Nesias Kapayim in the Kohanim during the time of the Beis HaMikdash and in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, maybe this whole halacha of Isur Staklus is just simply a copy and paste from the Beis Hamikdash. I think that's what Alan's question is all about. For example, we find many dinim that apply to Birchas Kohanim that are derived from the Beis Hamikdash. Maybe the Isur Staklos is just another example of a whole list of enumerated dinim that apply to the Beis Hamikdash. Let's call it Zecher LeMikdash, you know.
Well, in the Mikdash, first of all, they couldn't wear shoes because that would have been a half step between that and the Rizpah, but that's
if we assume again that Nesias Kabbalah has the status of Avota. We didn't get to that yet.
But you know, the one point I wanted to make from that is that since the Gemara says that he can't wear shoes, this is Chutzla Beis Hamikdash and after Zman Chorban Beis Hamikdash. And it's because of Istaklus, but it was not Istaklus because of Shekhinah, because they're looking at his feet. What that is obviously a din of Kavona. Why didn't they bring that as a raya for that? That is Kavona that counts, like Tosfos said.
Okay. So if you take a look at Tosfos carefully, I don't think that you'll find the word Kavon in Tosfos.
No.
Harvey, you were asking me a little bit before, what is this Iser Hesek Hadas? And that's the question I really want to address. That's my punchline for today's shiur.
Okay.
Hesek Hadas is a concept that basically could be applied to every single mitzvah, or to no mitzvahs, if you will. Meaning, whenever you're involved in a mitzvah, then you should give it your full concentration. And that's our luck of Kavanah, not to be distracted in the middle of a mitzvah. We don't find, in regard to any other mitzvah, you can give me a list of all the mitzvahs, that there's an Iser of Hesek Hadas. Tosfos says that the Mishnah... Oh, okay, good. Maybe in Kriyat Shema you might find some sort of din of Hesek Hadas. But in general, in any mitzvahs, you know, like Tosfos says, when we get to the Mishnah of Nesias Kapayim Megillah, the Mishnah says, also l'stakel, I'm mistakelim by him, is wise because asur l'asiach daita, correct? Okay, fine, but where do we find that, the Mishnah or the Gemara has to go like kechucha v'tlula, kerochel has to go from one case to another, from one mitzvah to another, and establish an Iser Hesek Hadas? And the answer, I think, is what David was saying and what also was Alan saying, that this halach of Kavanah. Tosfos' shita should be understood within the context of Kavanah. Whenever Kavanah is not just the general halach of mitzvah tzrichas Kavanah, but Kavanah defines the very essence of the mitzvah. For example, David says, Kriyat Shema, what's the Kavanah that you have to have in Kriyat Shema? Correct, Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, we've discussed it on numerous occasions. Then there's an Iser Hesek Hadas. Hesek Hadas is antithetical to Kavanah. So what we want to understand is, why is it that in the Nesias Kapayim, Kavanah is so critical? If on the one hand, you were talking to the Kohanim, and saying the Kohanim are involved in a Maisa Bracha, then they certainly have to give it their all, full concentration and intention, and there's no room for distraction. But here, when we're talking about the Mishnah in Megillah, Mipnei Sha'am Mistaklim Bo, Rashi says that's a no-no because of Shekhinah, and Tosfos says, no, in Gvulin or Bizman Hazeh, the problem of Mistaklim Bo is an Iser of Hesek Hadas. Tosfos again, let's just reread the key words of Tosfos. Nilafash the af begvulin mitzar mishum hesek hadas. It's also because of hesek hadas. My question to you is, what does it have to do with the people themselves? Apparently, the people themselves need kavanah. Does everybody see my?
Here you go. You could avoid that problem.
Just one second, okay? Maybe you'll slug me up. It just seems to me logically that if we start with premise A and premise B, it must lead to premise C. That's what we call a syllogism, right? In premise A, I assume that an Iser Hesek Hadas applies whenever there's a special requirement of what
kavanah.
Excellent. Premise number two is that if Tosfos is saying that you should not be looking and gazing on the Yodayim Shel Kohanim because you will thereby violate the Iser Hesek Hadas, correct? then premise number two is that that Iser of Listakel, Bishum, Hesech, Hadas applies to whom?
The people.
Not just to the Kohanim, but to the Am themselves. If that be the case, Rav Osai, then what conclusion must I derive?
The people have to have kavanah. Right?
Exactly, the people have to have kavanah. That's a fascinating conclusion. Again, you and I may have said, well, you know, it's one thing to require kavanah for the Kohanim to have kavanah, but why do you shift a chiyuv kavanah over to the Am? The Torah says, "Kosev varchu es bnei Yisrael," meaning that the obligation of birchas Kohanim is incumbent upon whom?
Kohanim.
On the Kohanim. So I understand very well of the Kohanim, and so far as they have to be Mavarchim, they require Kavanah, and therefore, if you want to impose upon them any Yisrael Hadas, and so far as that undermines the Kavanah Nicha, I understand that without any problems. But now you want to shift a Kiyum onto whom? Onto the shoulders of the Am. Well, that means for both sides that how many Dinim are there in Nisiyas Kapayim? How many Kiyumim are there?
Yes.
Two, there's a double kiyum. That the mitzvah of Nisiyas Kapayim is not just a kiyum of incumbent upon whom?
The Kohanim.
It's also a kiyum on the Am.
Well, why is that?
You don't have
wait a second. I don't know why yet, but let me just suggest that again, what we're saying is that there are two, again, this is my radical breakthrough, there are two elements or two dimensions to the mitzvah of Birchas Kohen. There's the Mevarech and there's also the Misbarech. Right? You know, in Hebrew grammar it's very good sometimes. You know, Hebrew grammar is very very meduyok, you know. So we have the Mevarech and we have the Misbarech. And maybe we could say the following, that in order to understand the nature, the essence of the mitzvah that's incumbent upon the Kohen, who is the Mavarech, what do I need? Okay, for sure, Kavan, but what else? I need a Misbarech. Meaning, the mitzvah is not just to recite, you know, humble jumble.
You need an audience.
And that audience is part and parcel of the mitzvah. You could not separate the Mavarech from the Misbarech. Like, I'll give you an example. What would you say, this is a famous tshuva of Chassam Sofer, if a Kohen went to Minyan A this morning, let's say Shacharis today, and he was Mavar. Now he finds himself in the Beis Medrash, and there's another Minyan, a later Minyan, or he finds himself in a different shul, and there's a second Minyan. Should he be Mavar?
Should he or could he?
Well, could he be Mavar?
Could, yes.
So the Chassam Sofer inherently, in the beginning of his, you know, his sort of like knee-jerk response, he says, wait a minute, the Kohen has already fulfilled his obligation of Kosev Archa.
But it's not. Oh,
says the Chassam Sofer, can you guess what he's going to say, Shalom?
He says, yeah. Because he did it, but they didn't.
Correct.
So the second tzibur hasn't fulfilled the redeem.
In other words, just like we have a kiyum on the tzibur to be mizbarech, that need for the tzibur to be mizbarechim engenders a chiyum on the kohen to be a mavarech. So again, it works in two different directions. It's what I call deuce and tree. You know, you go in two directions. On the one hand, you need, for the kohen to fulfill his mitzvah, you need not only what? His obligation independent of the Mizbarchim, but you need the Am to be Mizbarchim. And on the other hand, if the Kohen has already fulfilled his obligation, but nonetheless, if the Tzibur has to be Mizbarech, then the Kohen, says the Chassam Sofer, has to facilitate that by being a Mavarech. Is Mimela, when we get back to Tosis now, and Tosis justifies the Mishnah in Megillah saying that you cannot be distracted by looking at the movement on the hands of the Kohen because of what? Kavana? Fusef is Kavana. Mafi Thomas, the Israelites would say, why do I have to worry about Kavana? The answer is that since there are two dimensions and two mitzvahs, basically, you know, the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim hides below it a mitzvah of what? Of the Mizbarachim, forget about the Kohanim, but on the Am to be Mizbarach, therefore the Halacha of Kavana now has a twofold, two dimensional Halacha. There's a requirement of Kavana incumbent upon the Kohanim, then there's a parallel requirement of Kavana incumbent upon whom? upon the tzibur. Now Rabbeinu say, which halacha makes sense? There's a very famous halacha in the Siyas Kapayim that makes sense. Can a Kohen whisper his bracha? Why not? What's that called? Anybody know what that's called in halacha?
You have to hear it.
Yeah, Kol Ram. That's halacha of Kol Ram. We mentioned it once, many months ago, we were discussing the halacha of Shomei Ka'ona, yeah, and whether or not a Kohen could appoint another Kohen to be Mavarech, and the first Kohen will listen to the bracha of the second Kohen, and therefore he will fulfill his mitzvah Birkas Kohen. So the Beis HaLevi, Rabbi Yoshe Ben Briska, he says no. Why? Because Shomei Ka'ona works when there's no halacha or requirement of Kol Ram. Whenever there's halacha of Kol Ram, then there's no Shomei Ka'ona. Could be the Magen Avraham in Sfiras Omer says that there's no Shomei Ka'ona in Sfiras Omer. Everyone has to count their own Sfira. Could be that also is halacha. There may be halacha in Sfira of Kol Ram. In other words, I can create a kol that can relate to you through Shomei Ka'ona, but I cannot create a kol ram that has to come from the Kohen himself. Rabbosai, how does that halach of kol ram play a role in our discussion of today?
Because the Kohen has to say,
you need the kol has to hear.
Why?
Because I have to hear it.
What do you say? The kol has to hear it, because it's part of the mitzvah.
Correct, exactly. If the mitzvah is not just to be a mevarech, but to set up a mizbarech, then it could very well be that the halach of kol ram is an expression of the requirement of a mizbarech. When I mizbarech, when I hear the kol of the kohen, if he's whispering, that might be fine in terms of his own private mivarech, but if his mivarech is in order to create a mizbarech, and that's why, as we saw in Tosfos, this is a special halach of kavana with an isa esek hadas on the part of the mizbarech. And I'll give you another example. What happens in Kriyas HaMegillah? Again, I'm jumping from one to the other, but just to show you a parallel. In Kriyas HaMegillah, let's assume that a woman is exempt from Kriyas HaMegillah. I mean, that itself is a highly very questionable, but the Yushalmi quotes Bar Kapora. I'll quote the Yushalmi in just a minute, but it seems from Bar Kapora and the Yushalmi that a woman is not obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah. Okay? She's only obligated in Shmiyas HaMegillah. The Bahag, the Baal Lachas Gedolos, made a big deal about this. Well, let's say here, what about Ketanim? Ketanim. Young children. Do they have to hear the Megillah? Again, it may be a din of chinuch, but I don't know. So Bar Kapor, the Yushalmi Megillah, says that he would gather together his family, his, you know, all the nashim, the ketanim, and everyone, and read the Megillah in front of them. Why? Mishum persume nisa. Interesting. So what I think the chiddush of this Yushalmi is that there are two dimensions to Kriyas HaMegillah. There's the Kriya, but that Kriya has to set up what? Pirsum. And in order to facilitate, in order to make it possible for the head of house, right, the Baal HaBayis, to fulfill his personal obligation of Pirsum, he needs that there are those who will hear his Kriya. Meaning, if he reads the Megillah privately, not in front of the members of his household, it reminds me a little bit of one other mitzvah. It's also Derabbanan. Of Hanukkah, also what happens is the Baal Bais gathers together everyone, the entire family, to light the Ner Hanukkah. Here too says Bar Kapora, the Baal Mishpacha, the Baal Bais should gather together his entire family, because otherwise he cannot discharge his duty to fulfill a pirsum. He needs them for the pirsum. Here I think we want to go further. We want to say that not only does the Kohen need the Am in order to facilitate his ability to be Mavarech, but not only that, the Am has a parallel Chiyuv, or at least a Chiyuv for sure, of being Mizbarchim.
So what are you? You're in Yeshiva, Sateras Kohanim, and everybody's Kohanim, and you have a minion. What happens?
A minion of Kohanim.
Well, Kohanim.
Okay, good. So we'll talk about the Beis Knesset Shekula Kohen. There's a concept called Am Shemesodos. Again, we're not ready for it.
Okay.
The Gemara derives from Kosevarchu. The extra word Kosevarchu means for Kol Ram.
It says Kosevarchu. It says twice.
Or maybe it's because it says twice. The Gemara derives it from Kosevarchu. Fine. Okay. Now, where am I up to? Okay. Yeah. So again, since we need both a mevarech and a mizbarech, therefore there's an isur of hesek hadas, and the isur of hesek hadas from shmias habracha is incumbent on the kohal. However, on both sides, let's take a look at the Rambam. If you have the page of Mar Makomos, you'll see this as the third, I think it's the fourth source on your page. Okay. The Rambam says the following, and I think I found a chiddush in the Rambam, which is always very exciting because, you know, we tend to read the Rambam as just a summary of the halachas, and there's a lot more to it. The Rambam is in Hilchas Tefila, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Zayin. And the Rambam writes, "Kshehayu kshehiyu akonim mivarches ha'am lo yabitu ba'am." Okay, so number one is lo yabitu ba'am, whatever that means. We have to see. There's a lot of different ways of interpreting those words. And then it says, "Lo yasichu daitam." Now, when it says lo yasichu daitam, who is the Rambam addressing?
Kohanim.
Oh, so that can't be. I'll tell you how I know it can't be. Although again, I thought so myself, because he says eliyu einehem keneged haaretz ki oled b'tfila.
So why can't that be?
Correct.
Why can't that be?
And I think what the Rambam is saying, I mean, again, we'll take a look at the different interpretations of the Rambam, and some are more attractive to me, at least, than others. But what I would like to suggest is sheyu einayim keneged haaretz keomed b'tfila. Now, what does that mean? Keomed b'tfila. Who is omed b'tfila? Is it the Kohen who's omed b'tfila? That's one possibility, or is it the Am that's omed b'tfila? And then the Rambam writes, "V'ein Adam Rashoy L'Stakel B'fnei Akonim."
So it sounds like this is where Adam is coming in. Until now, he was talking about Kohanim, and now it's Adam.
Now it means the call. Now it shifts to the call. Could be. Is B'shah Sheheim Mevarchem Esam Kidei Shelo Yasichu Daitom El Kol Ha'am Miskavnim L'Shmo Abrocha Umechavnim pneim kineged pnei akonim v'einam mabitim bifneim. Rabosai, what chiddush do you see here in this Rambam? I mean, obviously he invokes the halach of kavanah, so that which we've been touching on until now, and we never saw it explicitly, neither in Rashi nor in Tosfos, we see here explicitly in the Rambam. But what else? Can anyone point out that there's a phrase here in the Rambam that seems to point to a direction, a particular direction as to where this kavana belongs? He says, take a look at these words. He writes, "Yiu einayim keneged haaretz." And what are the next two words? "Keomed v'tfil." Rabos, I'd like to call your attention to those two words, "Keomed v'tfil." It seems to me that the Rambam is telling us something very important here about Birchas Kohen. Vus epis is he mentioning Kohen v'tfilah? It seems, and this would explain why the Rambam integrates the laws of Birchas Kohen. Where? Does the Rambam have Hilchas Birchas Kohen as a separate entity?
Yeah,
is it Hilchas tfilah? That can't be coincidental. But the Rambam sees Birchas Kohanim as an essential part of what?
Tfilah.
Of Tfilah. I would only almost go as far as to say that the Iser Hesek Hadas, according to the Rambam, which he formulates here as saying that Kedei Shelo Yasichu Daitam, is a din of kavanah b'tfilah. That's pretty revolutionary. In other words, nesias kapayim is related to tefillah. And that to me means that just like tefillah has halacha of kavanas halev, so too birchas kohanim, insofar as it's part and parcel of tefillah, has a requirement of kavanas halev. And what is the Rambam's opinion about kavanas halev with regard to tefillah? It's absolutely essential. Take a look at the sixth source on your page or whatever number it is. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillah Perek Dalid Kavanas Halev Ketzad Kol Tefillah She'ena BeKavana Eina Tefillah. In other words, Chisar Kavana undermines, torpedoes the Kiyum of Tefillah. In Mispal Below Kavana Choser Mispal BeKavana. Not only that, the Rambam goes on to say that if he sees that he's not capable of focusing his machshava in matzah daito mishubesh libo torah also lo lispalel. That's how essential it is. Therefore, leficha b'amin aderchu oyev o meitzar. He's exhausted or he's tired and he's in a state of anguish. He's upset. Also lo lispalel shetisyashiv daito. The Rambam Halacha Tezayin writes keitzad yakavana shiyafane es libo mikol ha-machshavos v'yira atzmo kilu omeg lifnei ha-shechina. So it certainly seems that it's explicit in the Rambam that kavana is essential to tefillah, and a chisar kavana therefore would undermine and negate the tefillah, the kiyum tefillah. Insofar as the nesias kapayim is shayach to tefillah, then we could say this halacha of kavanas halev and tefillah is halacha of kavanas halev in what? In the nesias kapayim. And this is not just incumbent upon the Kohen, that's obvious, but moreover, it's incumbent even on the Am, and therefore the Rambam formulates an Iser on the Am, Shelo Yasichu Daitam, and all this, I think, Elokol Am Miskavnim Lishma Bracha, is a reflection of the Rambam who says, Ka'omed Bitfilah. And I'd like to think that maybe, perhaps, this is what the Yerushalmi means when it says in Masechta Tainis, Matsanu Tefillah below Nesias Kapayim. There could be such an entity called Tefillah without Nesias Kapayim, but Lo Matsanu Nesias Kapayim below Tefillah. That's pretty wild. There's no such thing as Nesias Kapayim without Tefillah. All these opportunities of whether it's a Kohen or others who recite the Birchas Kohanim outside of a framework of Tefillah, that according to the Yerushalmi is not the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. So is it coincidental that Nesias Kapayim could not exist without Tefillah? Is it coincidental that the only way, there's only one framework which would allow for Nesias Kapayim, that's Tefillah? There must be a relationship between tefillah and nesias kapayim. Or they'll say it the other way around, nesias kapayim and tefillah. And that's why the Rambam integrates nesias kapayim into ilchos tefillah. And if that be the case, the Rambam is well justified by requiring kavana and nesias kapayim. Just like he requires kavana to define the essence of tefillah, there's no kiyum tefillah without kavana, so too there would be no kiyum of nesias kapayim without kavana. Is Mamela, there's an Isra, Hesach Hadas, in Tefillah. In Nesias Kapayim.
You know that it's not just the Kohen. You know,
correct. And it's not just the Kohen. If it was just the Kohen, is Mamela, I don't need the Rambam. But when the Rambam is talking about Kol Ha'am Miskavim Lishmoa, and the Rambam therefore assumes that the Kohen, the Kal has to listen carefully for the sake of Kavana, now we've expanded the scope of the requirement of Kavana from a more limited application, namely to the Kohen, and applied it to the Am.
Is this Tefillah? Refer to Tefillah as being Shmon Esrei or all the Tefillah?
Shmon Esrei, yeah. Tefillah means Shmon Esrei, correct. And not only that, but if this be the case, what do we say? That Tefillah and Nesias Kapayim are in a sense one mitzvah. Why? I would have said that Sias Kapayim is one mitzvah and then Tefillah is another mitzvah. Tefillah is derived from the Pasuk Vavatam Shem Elokeichem around the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. The Sias Kapayim is derived from a Pasuk in Parashas Naso where it says Kosuvarcha of Neshel. Why should we take two mitzvahs and combine them together? Yeah, David?
Yeah,
okay, right. I thought you had an answer to my question.
So you finish Shemona Esrei, you realize you didn't have Kavana during Berchas Kohanim, do you have to repeat Shemona Esrei?
I don't know that you have to repeat Shemona Esrei, but I would certainly say that you weren't Yotzei Berchas Kohanim. I think what you're asking is as follows.
You think it's a
descent? It's like Yalviyov.
If it's an ascent maneuver, if it's an essential part, and it's completely...
Well, no, I didn't say it's an essential part of Tefillah. What I said was that it's a key of Tefillah. I don't know if it's essential. Meaning, your question, Mitch, is in Yalviyov, where there's a mitzvah of B'chol Yom V'Yom and Azkara, we say that if you left it out, since there's no other framework in which you could be Mekayim, the Azkara Sayom, you'll have to repeat Shmon Esrei. I'm not willing to say. What I'm saying is that Birchas Kohanim is a chiyuv on the Kohen, and it's a chiyuv on the Am. Now, the Am is going to be a necessary prerequisite as a Mizbarech in order for the Kohen to fulfill his mitzvah as a Mavarech. We're also saying that the Am, insofar as they are a Mizbarech, they need Kavana. Are we saying, therefore, that since Kavana is Aloch and Tefillah, therefore Nesias Kapayim is also a requirement, has a requirement of Kavana? With an Issa Esekadas, the answer is absolutely yes. Are we going a step further and saying that since the only way that you could fulfill the mitzvah of being a Mizbarek is within Tefillah, therefore if you forfeited that kiyum and you did not fulfill a kiyum Mizbarek with Kavana, therefore you have to repeat Shmon Esrei, that far would not go.
But I would argue with your question before. Your question was, are we saying now that Birchas Kohanim and Tefillah are one mitzvah? No? Why? They're two separate mitzvahs. They're connected. Why do they have to be one?
Okay. Certainly, with regard to the Kohen, I agree with you. There is a mitzvah of Birchas Kohen independent of Tefillah. In fact, back at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohanim fulfilled this mitzvah d'oraisa without Tefillah. Correct. The whole framework of Tefillah was created
after
the destruction of the Mikdash by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. But what I would say is that as far as the ability of the Am to fulfill their mitzvah and obtain a kiyum of being Mizbarech, for that they need Tefillah.
So when they have the Siyat Kapayim on Chol HaMoed at the Kotel, right? Like when they gather all the Kohanim.
Yeah, I haven't been in years. Yeah. Last time I went, I couldn't get anywhere in or out.
It was, okay. But if you
it was like driving to the Amic Learning Center today. I mistakenly went near Har Herzl. Okay. That was a major mistake. It took me an hour just to get across that strip that takes you to Shari Tzedek Hospital. Oh, yeah.
So if you go, if you happen to be at the Kotel at that time when all the Kohanim are duchening, and you're not davening Shachris then, you're just there, right? Or you went special for that. So that means that you're...
I would say that...
If I have tremendous Kavanah...
I would say that Chazor Sashatz, which is Mirtz Hashem, we'll touch on this a little bit today and maybe get into it next week, which is called a Darvish of a Kedusha, you could fulfill by linking up... Again, now, when I say linking up, here's the issue. I don't know that you could just jump in to hear the Kohen, but if, let's say, you heard the entire Chazor Sashatz, even if you were Yotze already with Chazor Sashatz, you still would have a kiyum of being part of the Tzibur for Dovish Mekdusha, and if you had Kavanah for Birchas Kohanim, I think you could be Yotze, but that's something that we should really research even further. Okay, I want to understand now, why is there a connection between Birchas Kohanim and Tefillah? And I thought that there was a simple answer to this question, but Rav Soloveitchik thinks it's much more complicated. And that's the paragraph that I indicated at the beginning of the shiur that I want to share with you. But before that, if it's...
We
didn't
get a copy of that, right?
No, you were supposed to, but the machine broke down. Now, I don't know who's responsible for that. and I tried to fix it, but you and I know that our machine is very unreliable. Okay, fine. It just aggravates me. It aggravates me. Because we've been schlepping around for 3 years with this problem. 3 years. Okay. Ein chodesh tachas hashamesh. And it broke down today. I didn't even touch the machine. It was already telling me, don't go near. I don't know, Alan, how were you able to make these copies? You're a magician.
I said, harini.
Yeah, the right kavana, there was no esek hadas, and therefore you...
If I thought you needed another copy, I would have made it too.
You see, you gave the machine a Birchas Kohen and Birchas Hedgin anyway. Oh. So I'll tell you what I thought. If you take a look at your source sheet that I gave you out today, look at the first pasuk, the first source on your page, Vayikra Perek Tes. Vayisa Aaron es Yadov, okay, El Ha'am, Vayivarchem, Vayered Me'asos Hachatos V'ya'ola V'ashlom. Rabosai, although tefillah is not mentioned in this pasuk, but there is something that's mentioned in this pasuk in the context of Nesias Kapayim, namely what? Avodas HaKorbonos. What I would like to suggest is, good Alan, what do you want to say?
It says Nishalm Leparim Sveseinu, you can say the other way around too. When Nishalm Leparim is...
Right, that Nishalm Leparim Sveseinu means that our Avoda, which is called what? Tefillah, Avoda Shemalev, is a replacement Nishalm Leparim for the Parim. But again, you're one step ahead of me. Yeah, what was the original mitzvah? That's what I want to know. You know, now we want to be Mechadish, there's a connection between Nesias Kapayim and Tefillah. But how do I establish that connection? I mean, after all, they're two separate mitzvahs. The Kohen has to be Mavarek, we have to be Mizbarek. What does it got to do with Tefillah? And I think if we go back, exactly, if we go back to the original Birchas Kohen and the Nesias Kapayim of Aaron, it was in the context of the Avoda. And many of the halachas of Nesias Kapayim reflect this context of Avoda. And in fact, Tosus thinks that there was a special Asherah Sashchina in the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the Nesias Kapayim because of the Avoda's Beis HaMikdash. Now, if that be the case, Rabosai, since Bizman HaZeh, all we have is what? Is tefillah. We no longer have, unfortunately, the avodas hakorbanos. Tefillah becomes now our replacement for the carbon. Nishalom leparim sveseinu. Is if that be the case, then perhaps that's why we could suggest that, insofar as tefillah is now the replacement, and actually we mentioned many times in our study in the third parak, the fourth parak of brachos, that. Why did the Chachamim establish tefillah? And why three tefillahs a day? You remember? According to one opinion, Keneged Karbanos Tiknun, Keneged Tmidim. So certainly, we would say that the Avoda, the concept of Avoda, has a very broad definition. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it meant the Avodas HaKarbanos. But after the Churban, Bizman HaZeh, we no longer have the Avodas HaKarbanos. We have a replacement for the Avodas HaKarbanos. And what's that?
Fair.
The Avodah Shebelev. The Avodah Shebelev itself is Avodah. And I think I have a shtickle raya from the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says that a drunken person, a person who's in a state of, what's called in English?
Inebriation,
is not allowed to daven. Why isn't he allowed to daven? So you and I would have said, because he's not capable of kavana. Right, we saw the Rambam in Perek Dalet Milchus Tefillah who says that someone who's not capable of having kavana should not daven. But it's fascinating to me that the Gemara itself in Masechta Erevin quotes an interesting halacha that not only is the shikar not allowed to daven, but moreover, he went ahead and he davened tefilaso toeva. Now, wait a minute. Let's go slowly. You know, the choice of words here, I think, is very deliberate. The word toeva...
has to do with karbanos.
Oh, excellent. You're a step ahead of me. I was going to say the following. We found the word toeva in Parshas Achrimos with regard to Arayas, you know, or maybe, you know, maybe in certain Arayas, at least. I don't know if in all Arayas, but toeva. Where else? But why would we? It doesn't seem to logically to me. I don't see any connection between a shikar davening and arayas. I don't think that those are comparable. So Shalom points out that we find the word Toev in a different context as well, not only with regard to Arayas, but with regard to Tefillah. In fact, the Gemara tells us that if you daven in a Mokum Tzoha, is Tefillah a Toeva. And why? Because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, and there are many Pesukim that Zevach Rishayim Toeva. Now wait a second, Zevach Rishayim Toeva is Halach in Hilchos Karbonos. Zevach means Karbon. Why does the Gemara quote invoke that pasuk to tell me Halach in Hilchos Tefillah? And the answer is simple, but yet very profound. That Tefillah itself is a Karbon. And that's why the Rav used to tell us that Ritzei is the turning point in which, in our tefillos, in which the tefillah as avodah shebalev is upgraded and converted into what? Into avodah sakarban. So tefillos keneged karban tiknum is not just remember your karbanos, your daven shachris, you remember the karban tamid, it's a memory device, ben arbayim, mincha, and so on. It's more than that. It's that there are the halachas of tefillah are the halachas of karban. They replace the halachas of karban. That's what we call ishe Yisrael. That is tefillah as karban. That's why a shikar is a tefiloso toeva. The Rama, by the way, at the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, says that Hakol Hayu Mispalim Keneged, Nochach Hamigdash Bechol Mokum Sheiyah, Nochach Hamigdash, and that's halacha in the connection or the identity, if you will, between Tefillah and Karban. That just like in Karban, of course, the Karban was in the Migdash, so too at Philos, we have to pray Keneged HaMigdash.
So we had a discussion about how to understand the Sefer of that halacha. Because it says, V'Keneged Abad Tamid Moshe Rabbeinu Ad Ezra. So does that mean that in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu they faced the Shabbayim, the Migdash?
The Mishkan? Yeah, I think the Mishkan is a Migdash, yeah.
Right.
It's after the Migdash was built in Yerushalayim, then it becomes Nocha Migdash towards Yerushalayim, but at the time of the Midbar, in fact, there were many different Migdashos before the Beis HaMigdash of Shlomo Melch in Yerushalayim. And each one of those Beit HaMikdash required a din of Nochach HaMikdash.
Yeah.
And Reb Chaim used to always say that why do we require Nochach HaMikdash in Tefillah? Because Tefillah is Karban. It's a Maisa. There's called a Maisa Akrovas Karban, and there's a Maisa Tefillah. And the Maisa Tefillah itself is a Maisa Akrovas Karban. Is Bemele Rebose coming back to Nesias Kapai? Because I don't want to get too far off on a tangent. Just like the halacha of Nesias Kapayim is related to Karban, in the context, in the framework of Karban, the Kohen was Nesias Kapayim, so too Bizman HaZeh, to replace the Karban, we have Tefillah, and therefore the Nesias Kapayim is in the context of Tefillah.
So why do we have Nesias Kapayim three times a day instead of twice?
Okay, that's a good question. Why do we have it? Why do we have it in Shachris? Why Dafka Shachris? Okay. What do you say, Shalom? You wanted to say something?
Because you can't duchen after you eat. So
it has to do with eating.
That's why the Kohanim duchen.
Okay, could be. Well, B'li Neder, we'll take this all under advisement. You're hitting me with a lot of good questions today, but I'm going to try to just focus on this. So that's what I thought was the solution to this riddle, that Avodah Shebalev is tefillah. Okay. So again, let's just read this. Now, if we ever get the machine up and working, so Rav Soloveitchik has a Ran. So the Ran, at least I was able to get onto your page. You'll see it's the last source on your page. The Ran says the following. Ein nosin es kapeyem pochos me'asor. Then the Nesias Kapayim requires a minion. Tichsiv vayisa aron es yodav el ha'om vayvarchem. Uksiv kos vorchos b'nei Yisrael emor lehem. Ubnei Yisrael asora mashma.
How do we know that?
How does he know that? So he says, Ki alfinan b'gemara leinyan darvish b'kedusha midichsiv v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael.
Oh, b'toch.
B'toch b'nei Yisrael. We're going to talk about toch and b'nei Yisrael. So the Ran invokes the Gemara in Masechta Megillah in order to establish, to substantiate his position that Nesias Kapayim requires Asar. In fact, I don't need the Ran to substantiate the fact that Nesias Kapayim requires Asar. That's explicit in the Mishnah Megillah.
It's part and parcel of Tefillah requires Minyan as well.
The Tefillah what?
If it's part and parcel of Tefillah, they're interconnected. And you want and Tefillah, you do Tefillah, Shemot Esrei, and so forth, you have a Minyan, right?
Right, but you don't need a Minyan. Here we're saying that Nesias Kapayim cannot take place in Tefillah without a Minyan. So now we're adding another condition. Right? We have three conditions now for Nesias Kapayim. Number one, Kavana. And that's the Isur, the flip side of it is the Isur Hesech Hadas. Number two, we require a framework of Tefillah. Correct? It's got to be within the framework of Tefillah. And number three, we're adding now, it's not just Tefillah HaYachid, but it's Tefillah HaTzibur. And that's all based on the Pasuk, Kosev Baruch Hu, according to the Ran, B'nei Yisrael. Where is this coming from? This is coming from the Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah, which you'll see if you count three sources up from the bottom of your page, says Ein Parson Al Hashma, the Ein Ovrim Lifnei Ateva, the Ein Nosin Es Kapayim, and a whole bunch of others, Pachos Me'asara. And the Gemara says Minani Bili, Omer Abchio Bar Abba, Omer Ab Yochanan, the Omer Krav V'Nikdashti B'Tov B'nei Yisrael is called Av Shem Kedusha. Lo yehei pachos me'asara.
Where does that come from? Where's that raya? That's a raya that is 10.
So that's the whole sugya over there. You remember the Gemara has v'nikdashti b'toch Eda, and Eda is learned from Yisrael. And if we have time, believe that we'd go through the Gemara Megillah. But what do we see in this Ran? The Ran says, Ein nosen es kapayim. The Ran says that Mashma kidi alfinon b'gemara le'inyan darvish b'kedusha kidi alfinon. Do you see that word kidi alfinon? He says, and I'm reading here from this again. I apologize. Demad v'birchas konim tzricha asara eino mishum darvish b'kedusha. Eladin Mesuyam Ubehilchas Nesias Kapayim Rakdi Alfinon Mi Darvish Abikadusha. The way he's reading the Ran, and again, you know, you'll have to read the Ran over and over again and see if that's what the Ran is saying, but he's reading the Ran and saying, Kidi Alfinon, you know, the Chof Adimion. He's making an equation. He says, just like Darvish Abikadusha is derived from Bnei Yisrael and it requires Asara, there's a similar halacha of Darvish Abikdusha in Birchas
Kohen.
Of Asara in Birchas Kohen.
So he's saying that Birchas Kohen is not a Darvish Abikdusha.
Right. But the Rambam, he says, holds that it's Mamish a Darvish Abikdusha, and that's the Rambam here in Ilchas Tfila Perek Ches Halacha He. So before we read this, I want to say the following. I want to read to you the following. He says, Nirali, the Madinasias Kapayin Tluya Umitsurefes Litfila. Again, that was our question. We wanted to say it's a replacement for the carbon. He mishum dinasias kapayim atzma havitfila. He says the very fact that the Kohen has to invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless and bestow this brach on Klal Yisrael, that itself is tfila. And he says that's why the Rambam requires kavana kmo b'tefillah in Nesias Kapayim. That's the entire, shall we say, act of Nesias Kapayim, of Birchas Kohanim, whether it's from the perspective of the Mevarech, that's the Kohen, or from the perspective of the Yisrael, who's a Mizbarech, all that, the whole God's business, is tefillah. U'mi'achar de Birchas Kohanim havi tefillah, Mishum Hachi Kavua Kechelek Mitfilah. That's why they established it as part and parcel of Tfilah. The Zikas Nesias Kapayim with Tfilah, who mishum dal yidei simas shmo shal kodesh baruch al bnei Yisrael ba hashchina vashchina shora al kishrei etzboseim shal hakohanim v'lachein dino kitfila shiyisodo amido lifnei hashchina. Very interesting. He says, what is tefila? Tefila, the Rambam said, is omed lifnei hashchina, right? That was perek dalet halacha tezayin. The Rambam writes, Yira atzmo kilu omed lifnei hashchina. At the time of Nesias Kapayim, there's an amido lifnei hashchina, because the shchina shora al kishrei etzboseim shal hakohen. And he says, now let's take a look at the Mishnah Megillah, which we saw already. And the Mishnah says, ein parson, etc., etc., may no sin as kapayim, pochos me'asara. The Gemara says, minani mili omer abchiyo baraba, omer ab yochanan, mishum krod, v'nikdashni betok b'nei Yisrael. The Gemara seems to assume that the reason why Birchas Kohanim reads the Sarah is because of Davar Sheh B'Kedusha. The Ran, on the other hand, seems to assume that Birchas Kohanim needs a Sarah, not because it is a Davar Sheh B'Kedusha, but there's a Halach in the Sias Kapayim of like a Davar Sheh B'Kedusha. The Alfina mi Davar Sheh B'Kedusha b'chol makom shenemar b'nei Yisrael mashmuta asara. Whenever the Torah says b'nei Yisrael, it means asara. Oh, but now let's take a break from the Ran and let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, after he has personal ashma in perek ches milchus tefila locha hei, he says elab asara. And then he says, Kaddish requires asara. And then he writes, V'ein kohanim nosim yedeyam ela basara, ha-kohanim in aminyin, she-kol asara v'yisrael heim nikroim eida, she-nem ad-mosai li-eida ro-azos. And then the Rambam says, V'chol dover she-v'kedusha lo yehei ela betoch eida, she-nem v'kedashti betoch b'nei Yisrael. So the Rambam clearly lists Avodah, lists Nesias Kapayim as a Davar Sheh B'Kedusha. He's not saying that it's similar to a Davar Sheh B'Kedusha. And just like in a Davar Sheh B'Kedusha, once it says B'nei Yisrael, you need Asara, so too in Nesias Kapayim, because it says B'toch B'nei Yisrael, you need Asara. No. The Rambam is saying that there's no such thing as Birchas Kohanim with Asara. Haredel Arama, Maditzor Hasor B'Nesias Kapayim, who kipshuto, Mishum Davi Batzmuso, B'toras Davar Sheh B'Kedusha. Ulefi ha-mevuar nira demad ha-choshim Birchas Kohanim Davar Sheh B'Kedusha mishum de'al yidei Birchas Kohanim miskayemes hashroas hashchino v'ze koveha she'nesias kapayim avi Davar Sheh B'Kedusha. Vayim nikdashli b'toch b'nei Yisrael means hashroas hashchino, and so too in the case of nesias kapayim, by invoking Hashem's name, Simas Shmo Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu B'nei Yisrael, the Shechina comes down, and that itself makes the tefillah of Birchas Kohanim into Ashras Hashechina and into a davar Sheh B'Kedusha. So therefore, Nesias Kapayim B'Shas Birchas Kohanim have a din of davar Sheh B'Kedusha, because it's amido lifnei Hashem, it's a davar Sheh B'Kedusha, and therefore it requires the presence of Asara Miyisrael. Okay, Rabbosai, that's what I have for you for today, just as an introduction. And Amir Hashem, B'li Neder, we'll continue with Nesias Kapayim next.